Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It's a mouthful to say. Grant Galliardo, right? Center for the Sherrard Tiger football team. A great student athlete. Excels in the classroom, a 4.17 GPA. I tell you what, Grant, I thought the Tigers controlled that game on Friday night, but you come up a little bit short, 14-6. Losing to the Morrison Mustangs. Good effort, though. What'd you think Friday night?
It was really great for the team to, get the feel of, possibly being in midseason form. It was for sure a heartbreak. We had really guys, down on themselves before the game or after the game, blaming themselves. But we made sure, it's a team effort. It was really great to see a brand new energy that it's been kind of absent at Sherrard that was really, amazing, not just the coaches, not just the football players, but the crowd and the cheerleaders and the band as well. Everyone was in it together.
16 first downs, I think, able to rack up offensively. That's a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah, it is for sure a good sign. The only problem that we have is, we put together these great drives and, we get down the field as a team, but it's just about, finishing drives, getting inside the red zone and making sure that you can put those 6 points up on the board.
All right, you got to tell us, playing that no huddle this year, kind of spreading the field. They signal the play in from the sideline. You got to hope everybody's in the spot they're supposed to be in, in charge of the snap count playing center. So take us through the logistics and challenges of dealing with that as a center in football.
Well, Coach really wanted this year, we've got our new offensive coordinator. He wanted to make sure that the linemen weren't confused at all. But over the year, we kind of got used to his hand signals, his motions, what plays he was going to call, and he had to scream it out on Friday night because the crowd was going crazy. But it's especially important being the center because you're kind of the commander, you're kind of the leader in terms of the line. So you got to make sure if you bring in a sophomore, if you bring in a guy that's not normally that position, they know what they're doing, they know what play they've got. And it's all about being fast. You want to keep your defense on, you want to keep their defense on their heels and making sure that you just pound the ball up the middle or get it to the outside and give your quarterback enough protection.
Yeah, and then the other thing, right, dealing with a wet football on kind of a night where there's humidity in the air, there'd been rain all day. That ain't easy either, is it?
No, of course not. I kind of went with the gloves and towel look this year, which is something that our centers have done in the past, and I've never really been about that. But it's for sure helpful. But every play, you got to make sure that your hand's not wet, the ball's not wet, it's turned to the right side, and you always got to think of the snap. It's all muscle memory from there, but it is something you got to keep in your conscience.
All right, here's the rest of Grant Galliardo's resume that I know of. National Honor Society member, Fellowship of Christian Athletes dude, band manager, and then involved in the Letterman's Club. What about doing all that stuff? That's pretty important. It looks like you got a future, son.
Yeah, it's great being part of the school, not just involved in sports and academics, but getting involved with other students about something that they're very passionate about. I take FCA, band, and NHS all very seriously, and it's great to get involved with kids and get, make sure you're leaving a legacy for them and, you've got a path for them ahead of you.
All right, Grant Galliardo, stay busy, keep up the good work, and I know the Tigers are going to do some nice things in football this fall. Keep it going.
All right, thank you very much.
Grant Galliardo with us on WRMJ.